Thank you for calling, Gomez. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Hi, Chrisella. Yes, I have an issue. You all discontinued one of your collections, the Batman Automobilia collection.
Yes, sir.
And I was told that I would be receiving three refunds in the amount of, let me see here. Okay. I know it was $20 and some change. Oh, let me look into this.
Okay.
I just had it up here looking at it. Now it seems to have okay, I think I know what the problem is here. Okay, one more minute. I'm sorry, miss.
That's okay, sir. You don't need to worry.
Okay, here we are. Okay, so I called their to your facility last week. I think it was around the 11th of May. Okay.
Okay.
And I spoke with one of your representatives, and they informed me that I would be issued three separate refunds in the amount of $20.91. And they informed me that they tried to issue me these refunds before, but I guess what happened was the card that I was using to pay for these models was expired. So I had to call the very next day. And I did receive an email from your plant, I guess like your plant supervisor, Mr. Watkins.
Okay.
And he informed me that I guess the way it was worded was that the collection was still ongoing, but I guess it's discontinued. So I guess they tried to issue me these three refunds, but the problem is the third one went on to, I guess it was that expired card. And
Okay.
so yeah, and it was piecemeal. So I have three refunds on this account, the account I gave them, which is a separate account. It's my bank debit card account. But the third payment didn't make it through in whole. I only see $3.19. So the 1762 went on to that old card. So
Okay. Let me just ask you something, sir. I'm seeing the account. Can you just, it's just for the procedure, you can confirm for me your name and the address that was in the account, please.
okay. Well, my name is Jared Hobbs.
Okay. Can you confirm the address?
Excuse me?
Your address, sir.
Oh, my address. Okay. 1557 Deerfield Court.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm seeing here the refund. So the 1772, and because it was not complete, there's one of $3.19 and two refunds of $20.91 that is showing here in the account that it was issued on May the 11th. One, two, three, four, five, six. So are you seeing those refunds or which one that you are not seeing in the card?
Okay, I see two. It's the amount. The thing is the amount. Okay, two are in the amount of $20.91. Okay, the third refund is supposed to be $20.91, but it's only $3.19.
Is because the 1772 was already refund, before in the other card. So they are just refund the amount that it didn't went through.
Excuse me, miss. How can that be though? Because I called after I got this email from this Mr. Watkins. He provided me with a number to call. It was the number I called, you know, just a little while ago and spoke with a representative. I called there the very next day after I got his email, and they said, oh, your card was expired. That's why we tried before to issue you these refunds, but because your card was expired, they were coming back to your bank, I guess, whatever bank you use or whatever financial facility Eagle Moss uses, I guess, I don't know, because the payments were null and void. You know what I'm saying? That this card was expired. So how could they refund one of those $20.91? How could they do that on the old card the same day that I got this email? They're telling me that the one refund for $20.91 was refunded the day before I called them. That's not possible. It would have had to be, you know, it's something's not adding up here, man. I'm trying to figure out where the issue is here.
Okay, let me check something, sir. I'm just telling the information that is showing for me in the system. Just 1 second.
Sure.
Just 1 second. Just 1 more second, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not answered, sir. So what I can do, I can send this to escalation. Just 1 second.
So what?
Just 1 second. Someone is the respondent. Just 1 second, please.
Okay, all right.
Just a mere second, please.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you for waiting, sir. What they explained to me is that they won the 1772. It was successfully refunding the other card. They showing here as refund. The amount that there was missing for this refund was the $3.19. That was the rest that was refunding the new card.
Okay, so but there's still a shortage of $17.72.
No, the 1772 was refunded in the card that you had before. That was the ending on 2810.
Yeah, that card is no longer in existence. It's gone. I mean, how can they? See, that's where I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, but at the time, the card accepted the refund from this amount. So it's showing that it was successful. In this situation, if your card is not working anymore, but the refund was accepted, you have to check with the bank because they will have to change for a new card if you have with the same bank. Because for us, it was made. The refund was successfully accepted.
I'm sorry, man. Something's just not adding up. I mean, how can you sit there and tell me that a refund was made to a card that was expired and was successful?
That's but it'll be with the bank, sir, because it's showing they accepted the refund.
Who accepted
the other the card, sir? So you can check with the bank. The bank that is the issue for this card. Like I say, they declined two of the transactions that was made after when you update the card. But the first one with 1772 is showing that it was successful to accept.
Okay, and that account is ending in 2810?
2810.
Okay, that's a Visa card. All right, so, okay, it sounds like somehow there's a glitch with that bank then. So then I don't know how they're going to, you know, that one refund, $3.19, I don't see why they, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just not, it's something's just not adding up. But I'm going to call this I'll get a hold of that bank, and if they can't help me, I don't know what to do. This is just it's been very frustrating for me, man, the last few months. You know, y'all just discontinued that collection, and now I'm still having issues. So, but let me see what I can find out, and if I have to call y'all back, I have to call you back. I mean, I'm gonna have to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, not a problem, sir. You can try to check with the card, and if you need, you can return to us.
Okay, what's your, do you have a direct number that I can call to speak with you directly?
Unfortunately, no, sir. It is the customer service number. So the information is in your account. So if you call anyone that get the call, it is going to be able to help you.
Okay, so will this number here, I'm going to give you this number. Will this number work? It's 800. 261-6898.
Yes, sir.
So I can call that number back, and then if I have to, I'm hoping I can resolve this today, but we'll see.
Yeah, of course, sir. I understand. Like I say, it is because in the system is automatically. So once the refund is made, they try to automatically refund the card that we have on file. So it's showing here that one was successfully accepted. The other two were declined. I don't know why they accepted the amount of 17, so was missing $3, and the other two refunds of 20. It's just how we're showing the system. So if you are able to check with the bank, so what happened with this one refund in the card that was expired, so maybe they were going to be able to explain better because it is the bank that accepted the refund.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, so is it possible that maybe they're going to try to refund the rest of that one amount at a later date? I don't know, maybe today or tomorrow. I mean, maybe they'll know. I don't know.
Which refund you're talking?
Okay,
because
like,
you say that you are seeing the two refunds of $20.91 and one of $3.19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
So it is the amount that we are still trying to discover is the one for the 1772 that it shows to us that it was refunded on May the 10th in the Visa end on 28/10. So in this situation, if your card, this card is expired and is not working, you have to check with the bank. Okay, my card is expired. The company issued a refund. It's showing that it was accepted. Where this money is going to be available for me. If they're going to transfer to the other card that you have, the one that is active, because this is we're going to be a procedure with the bank.
Yeah, it's looking that way. Okay, I'll get a hold of the bank then, and I'll, hopefully I can resolve this. So,
okay.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling, Gomas. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, you as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.